This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
3 o'clock, good to have you aboard. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything, including the way you watch NFL football could be changing in a big, big way. We'll get to that again, I'm sure, multiple times as that saga plays out. But we wanted to start out with something hypothetical, and I think it's appropriate today because one of the sports doesn't have a salary cap, and your team showed a willingness to put some cheddar on the table. And while the other league has a salary cap, well, it's been announced today that the salary cap in the NFL will go up from 255 to at minimum 277 to as much as 281. So again, round numbers, tiny brain, let's just say a $20 million increase. What I want to ask you is this. You get to choose one, but all parameters are in place, meaning the cost of acquisition has to matter. Also, the duration of how long you'll have the player, the age of the players. I am asking you, it's simple but complex at the same time. That's what makes it a great conversation and a really good radio topic. I want to know if David could prey on this right now and could deliver either Vlad Guerrero Jr. to the Tigers at the trade deadline. He doesn't get a deal done with the Blue Jays. Somehow he loves Coney dogs, and he'd be willing to play in Detroit, and you'd have to pay him the better part of $400 million. Or David preys on it, and it's Myles Garrett. Now, one guy's 25. One guy's 29. One guy plays in a sport where your career lasts a lot longer. Vladdy was a 6.5 war player last year. That's about $65 million in value. He's one of the best right-handed hitters in the game. He hits for average. He hits for power. He hits for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Myles Garrett is Megatron. Myles Garrett is a built-in-a-lab defensive end, plays all three downs. Think Reggie White. Think prime Michael Strahan. Think J.J. Watt. Both your teams are playoff teams. Tigers desperate for a right-handed bat. Lions desperate for D-line help. You get to pick one. Now, what it's going to cost? Picks for Garrett? You probably get 2 to 3 years of prime Garrett before you got a problem. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Vladdy, you're probably getting 7 or 8 years. What would Vlad cost you? Well, first of all, if you're trading for him at the deadline, there would have to be assurances of a contract. We cannot be in the business of giving up what it's going to take.
For a rental.
Yes. Now, I'll tell you this. There's no way Jackson Job is in this deal because he'll be in your rotation. But if it was Max Clark and...
McGonagall.
Yeah. Like, if it was Clark, McGonagall plus, would you do it to get Miggy Cabrera 15 years later, 18 years later? That's really what you're doing here. And there was a time it was unthinkable to give up Andrew Miller and Cameron Maben. Hold, please. So you get one. I try. I do. I want to go around the room, but I want, guys, the most important opinion is yours. Both of these teams are good enough where they can make a big move. One league has no cap. The other one is going through the roof. You can only have so many prospects. You can only have so many picks. Mm-hmm. The need is the need. Pick one. Vladdy or Garrett?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to go Miles Garrett. I'm going to go Miles Garrett because the Lions are ready right now. When you talk about the top four teams or top five teams that can win a Super Bowl next year, the Lions are in that discussion. You can't say the same about the Tigers because the Tigers, I would say Dodgers. I would say Yankees. I would say Mets. I would say Red Sox. I'm not saying Detroit. So even if you added Vlad, it's not going to put you over the top. If you add Miles Garrett to this team already and they're constructed for the next 2-3 years, probably how long you're going to get the best out of him, I think that's the best deal. Yes, you would have Vlad a lot longer, but in the 2-3 years, if you got Miles Garrett, you may actually get a championship. You may actually get a Super Bowl. And I would trade whatever picks you wanted.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't think there's a wrong answer. That's why this is fun.
And the other reason, real quick, and I know he's going to get better, but I don't know if Aiden's going to hit 100%. I don't know if he's going to be the Aiden Hutchinson that we saw pre.
What do you mean he was going to play in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. For everybody who believed that, did you see him running?
Man, okay? He looked like David going to the bathroom.
Like, he's going to get better, but I don't know if he's going to get back to 100% ever. So Miles Garrett is kind of the insurance policy in case it's not that way, in case he has reoccurring injuries to the leg, yep. In case there's some type of a setback. I got Miles Garrett. I'm good.
So let me make the case for Vlad. Not that I disagree with Rico, because I don't, candidly. I mean, I think Garrett puts you in the Super Bowl conversation. But for fun, the Vlad thing would be interesting because, A, you're acquiring a superstar, something this franchise does not have. B, you're getting a decade out of this guy, right? You're not signing Anthony Rendon at age 31 and the guy dies. Like, you're getting someone you can build a team around. And with the pitching the Tigers have, continue to have, they've got the witchcraft of Chris Fetter. Rico, there's also this idea of I'm not a huge prospect believer, is that I understand I need them, but I like to weaponize them more than anything else. I like to use prospects to go get players. Now, it can blow up in your face. We know this. But I just think the acquisition cost is so much lower when you factor in I'm getting a Hall of Famer. I'm giving you a mystery box. The Tigers are in desperate need of players they can hang their hat on. Please do not hold me to this. If you're just, it's like asking me, what do you feel like for dinner tonight? I reserve the right to change by 6. I feel like we're losing Scooble. I'm not sure now that this has gone through this offseason and we're headed in season now.
Because of lack of extension?
Yeah, that if you didn't get it done now, is Boris gonna now, okay, you had your shot, they made a, quote, non-competitive offer, I've given you the history of how Boris is willing to get rid of 2 years, it's got to be a big deal. What if the Tigers don't believe in paying a pitcher? Because again, if Scooble blows out, he's missing the better part of 2 years. If I know, all right, Scooble is a 50-50 at best. Fair? Who else do I have to put on the season tickets? See, I'm in the interesting business.
Right. I mean, I guess.
Don't say it.
Okay.
You want to say Riley Green?
I was going to say Riley Green.
And I like Riley Green. Lovely young man. But give me a break. I mean, Riley Green could deliver a pizza to someone. They wouldn't know it's Riley Green.
Awful tall pizza, man.
It's very. Okay. But I think the Vlad thing would be incredibly interesting because the Tigers at one point were the hottest thing in town. They owned summer. But they did it with stars. And you know I don't like building a ball club like this. I'm not interested in this. Vlad would be must-see TV on a nightly basis. The guy that can go out, hit 310, hit 35 homers, have 100 RBIs, have 1,000 OPS. He plays with some swag, some flair. You're not wrong with the Miles Garrett thing, but Vlad thing would be incredible.
No, it would.
Reignite this town, I think.
It would, and if I had assurances that not only would the Tigers make that move, but they would go out, they would re-sign Scooble, and they would bring in more pieces, then maybe I would lean that way, because now that's a long term where you're winning, where you're going to be competing with the top teams, with the halves. Right now, the Lions are a half.
Yep.
The Tigers are not a half. They were in the playoffs, but they kind of, they were kind of like that lucky fan that got brought out on the court and hit the three-pointer.
Oh, the kid who earned free books for the semester?
Yeah, that's what they are.
That's fair. 248-539-9797. We'll hear from David. We'll get to you, the caller, as well. And yes, I can't believe I've agreed to do this today at 345. Mock Draft Madness.
Oh, 1.0.
Oh, God, take me now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
David, you were busy screening the calls because Kenny didn't show up to work today, and you're being two people at once, and we appreciate you. Now, what is your take on this? You, again, The parameters are the parameters. We're not playing pretend. Both of these moves, it's going to hurt. You get one. Is it Vladdy or is it Myles Garrett?
So what you're saying is I can't get Myles Garrett for a seventh round selection. That can't
happen. We'll leave that to other day parts.
Got you. Look, I understand how important it would be to get Myles Garrett, pair him up with Aiden Hutchinson. You have Aleem McNeil on that defensive line. That would be a crazy defensive line.
So you're going with Myles Garrett?
No, I'm not. I'm going with Vlad. I need that bat in my lineup. I'm sorry. I need that. Put him around Parker Meadows and Riley Green and Kerry Carpenter. And that is a fun summer to watch. I'm good with it. Give it up Max Clark or whatever you have to give up to get him. I'm good with it. Give me Vlad Jr.
Ticket text and we go to the callers.
Dave from Warren says, Guerrero all day long. We are still a baseball town.
Can I say this real quick? Sure. I'm sorry, fellas. Just, I think that's something that colors my decision a little bit is I miss that. Like, I miss having the baseball team be consequential on a day-in, day-out basis. And I miss having actual stars. Not the dollar menunaire stuff that they're doing now with, face of franchise Matt Vierling. No, the real McCoy. A guy that it's the bottom of the seventh. I know he's in the lineup because I don't platoon him. I don't need lineup optimization. I got a dog. And I want to watch that at bat. I want to make the other team react to that player. I miss that. That's my personal bias, but I'm admitting it.
I got you. And I understand that. But I'm looking short term. Yes. What you're saying makes sense for years to come. But the way this Lions team is constructed, salary cap just went up. You go get this guy right here, right now. If you don't win in the next 3 years, you did everything you could to try. Okay? It's not guaranteed. Like I said, Ravens went out and got Derrick Henry thinking that was going to be the missing piece. It wasn't.
Hold on. Now, let me ask you a question. Is this a cheat code? Am I cheating right now? Black Caucus gets to decide. Ready? What if I'm allowing the defensive end market to control how I'm feeling? Remember, I've offered you the Avengers package. There's Myles Garrett, there's Trey Hendrickson, there's Max Crosby, there's Micah Parsons. What if I just got one of those four? I want Vlad. You go get somebody not named Garrett. We all win. Or is that cheating?
So you could have both.
Everything's
just not
in
Garrett.
Play, right? I mean, there is other options.
That's right. So you're saying you can have both.
Yeah, there's just no other player like Vlad. But there are other players like Myles Garrett. Like, if you got Max Crosby here, is the reaction any less sportsgasmic?
No.
No. Rico already said he's getting a face tattoo.
Yeah, but you're right.
I mean, it's exciting.
There's no other. There's Vlad. The list is Vlad, and it's
correct.
Vlad, and it's Vlad.
So. That's why I said if they did that and then said, and now we're going to go in and really invest and we're going to bring some other people here, then yes. But if you're just bringing in Vlad and you're not going to, you don't have to be like the Dodgers and the Mets or the Yankees, but I do need you to go out and surround him with more bats. I know, wait for the kids and all of that, but how about no?
But how about I tell you this? They get Vlad, I don't care if Baez is on this team playing every day.
Which, by the way, Rico's chart of grief, I'm in acceptance phase. I've accepted it. Baez is trotting out of that dugout on opening day.
You should, because I've heard he's in the best shape of his life.
Oh, re-racking those Mickey columns from 2016, huh?
Signed B, what would you know?
Yeah, signed Bob, face down at a bar. Let's go to Ivory, 97.1. Ivory, how you been?
All right, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Yeah, so first of all, my flat on my answer is Vlad. And for a few reasons, I'll be real quick. One reason I'm going to put to the front, because of something you just said, Mike, as much as I love football, I love the Lions to the core. I'm a big football fan, big sports fan. I miss the Tigers. You know what I'm saying? I miss. Mm-hmm. That was exciting for me last year. I miss those. I've been watching the Tigers for a long time. I'm be 50 this year. And I miss those, like, 2006, 2000, those days, like, I miss the Tigers being good, man. Like the guy said, this is, probably, I guess, a baseball time, but I miss that. Also, Miles Garrett is Miles Garrett. I'm not going to lie. Like, he's one of one. But with Vlad, I need that right-handed bat in my lineup. There's nobody pretty much else like him that can do everything for you. And I just think for me right now, you know, I need that bat in the Tigers lineup because basically I miss the Tigers being good. I miss that you know, that vibe. And I just think for 10 years, he's only 25. You know, I think you could do more with that, the Tigers can, than what, you know, I think the Lions could do because football's football and, you know, people get hurt all day.
With you. And Ivory, look, you're a longtime caller of this show. I love baseball.
Right.
You know this. I miss our summers mattering. And even last year.
I missed that.
Me too. I totally agree with you. You get 162 games of joy.
And I will say this, Ivory. And this is, I don't think there's a wrong answer on this. I just think that the Lions are built to win right now. The window is.
You're right, because it was not an easy decision because the last 2 years have been, oh man, the San Francisco game, losing to the Commanders, which I didn't think was going to happen. They're right there. So I agree with you. I just think that the Tigers, I'm more of a baseball fan to the core, honestly, and I miss those days. I think the Tigers can do more with that over the 10 years that they have Vlad than what the Lions could do over, you know. But this is just a basic answer because it really all depends on, honestly, like what you have to give up for both. Is it just the basic answer, or is it how much you give up in a trade, or is it Vlad a free agent, you getting them? You know, Miles Garrett, of course, you got to trade for him. So, but to just a basic answer, I miss the Tigers, our summers, those going to the ballpark, I miss those days. I want that more than I want the Lions to win, to be honest.
Okay, no, and that's, Ivory, that's all, and it's all we can ask of people, and it's also totally subjective. Wouldn't be mad at either move. But I think the Tigers would take on a whole different status in this town. I think it would shatter the Scott Harris criticisms that I do think are fair. You can be both a very good, very sharp baseball man, but also be operating the, Jonah Hill Moneyball program that I don't think any of us are interested in.
And here, let me help your argument out.
And you would shatter the Chris thing.
You would. And to help your argument out, the last 40 games and the playoffs, this town was a buzz. This town was all about the Tigers. Downtown was packed. Comerica Park was packed. So, yes, I think the excitement would be there. But I look at what the Lions did and the Lions fans and the takeovers and the chanting Jared Goff and getting so close for the last 2 years. This team is set up for the next 2 to 3 years. If you don't take advantage of this now, I don't think you ever will see a Super Bowl.
Fair. That's why it's a fun topic.
It is.
And again, I understand if people go, look, Brad's not going to do X, or Vlad is going to demand to go to Boston. Work with me. All right. We have to live with a sliver of hypothetical. It's really about figuring out where you're at with each of your teams. The Tigers are about to start their season and the Lions just finished theirs. And the acquisition timeframes are slightly off. One would be July, assuming the Jays are toast and Vlad's going to get dealt. Basically, Vlad is a preview of Tarek Skubal if you don't get something done. No, I'm not saying that about things.
No, it's just, I just don't understand what is taking so long. Like, back in the day, people were like, don't worry about him. Like, okay, I would just feel better if he were just re-signed. I know it's a mere formality.
But look, it's simple. All right, if Gerrit Cole's making 36.5 and they want 40 a year and they want, let's say you're willing to pay 40, but you're only willing to go 5 years and they want 8. They just saw Max Fried, who's a lesser pitcher, lefty, get 8 at 215. They're going to come back and go, well, great. That's cute for Max. My client's better, 8 at 320. And you go, we're not doing that with a pitcher who's already had an arm catastrophe. So, I want to be fair to the team in this regard. The whole point is you're going to get to a point where the player isn't going to sign and is going open market. So, that's the other part of the Vlad thing. I may as well win while I got Scoobs.
And which is why I said you might as well win when you got the Tigers. I mean, the Tigers, the Lions, and all the pieces that they have right now under their control.
We'll get more to people coming up next. 97.1. All right, let's get to the people. Mike is in Shelby, and he's up next on the ticket. Mike, what's going on, pal? How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. You?
Excellent.
All right, I was 51-49, Garrett, but the summer. I want my summer back, and Vlad is a hitter. A hitter, not a bopper, not an all or nothing, a hitter, and we need that. Baseball needs that. So give me Vlad.
You know what's interesting? Mike, what's really cool about it, if you go that route, you get, call it, 140 opportunities to watch him. With Garrett, in the sport that you play, maybe 16.
But, Mike, can I maybe sway you back? If you add either Vlad or you add Miles, which one is closer to getting you to that parade that you just saw the Eagles
Garrett
have?
Garrett makes their defense monstrous, no doubt.
But now, would you rather have the parade or would you rather have nice sunny days at the ballpark?
I want 10 years of sweet summers.
Fair enough. You know what? I ain't mad at you.
Mike's an honest man.
I'm not mad at him. Here's the other thing.
It's great down there. It's great at Ford Field, but summer here is better than winter.
And, Mike, you know, there still is the bonus plan. You don't get Miles Garrett, but maybe I give you a side dish of Trey Hendrickson. It can all work out.
Fine. We could get it all.
We deserve it all, damn it. Look
at
this weather.
Or you get Miles Garrett and Javi all of a sudden lights it up.
All right, can I ask a question about the Javi thing real quick? Yeah. Is it wrong that I have no anger left? I've just reached acceptance phase?
Congratulations. No, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be like Acosta. No, it's just this is acceptance. Where you just like, you know what? He's going to be back. And I don't care.
It's like I fought for so long. I have nothing left to give.
You're fighting the wind.
What do you think? Okay. If he trots out of that that dugout at the home opener, do you think he gets booed off the field? Or do you think people are so joyous on opening day, they're just like, hey.
There'll be a there'll be a smattering of boos. Opening day, because most people would be drunk. Let's be for real.
Wouldn't it be hilarious? The whole crowd did what the Izzone used to do, where they hold up the newspapers.
Who cares? Javi Baez. Who cares? You suck.
Holding up, you know, Wojo's latest piece.
Yeah. I did look. There was no color dysphoria. There was no sign like that.
No, I was hoping.
I did not want to see that. Listen.
That would have been funny.
The team played well.
Oh, boy. If you missed yesterday's show, you're not going to understand that reference. We'll go to Jake, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, pal?
Hey, good afternoon. We're talking Tigers baseball.
I got you one. There you go. What's up?
Thank you. So, you know, I kind of agree with all the callers, and I agree with David, too. You know, I don't care if Javi's on his team as long as we get Vlad, man. I think that's a no-brainer. This would wash away all the sins of everything Scott Harris or Chris Hillich has ever done. I think that would wipe the slate clean. And Detroit Tigers baseball, this isn't Tigers baseball without a triple XL man just crushing balls to the Chevy fountain out in center field there. So,
triple XL.
I agree, man. I want 10 years of that.
And, I mean, Jake, here's the thing, too. Wouldn't it be nice to know, hey, they handed out a $450 million contract. We're not worried about spending. We're not worried about, you know, Jonah Hill and the soda for the machine and the whole money ball thing. And you've got one of the league's best stars to build around.
Oh, this is it. Yeah, you have to have that. And I think the Lions right now, you know, Miles Garrett is kind of like the heated seats in a nice pickup truck. You know, like it would be nice to have. But does it already have four-wheel drive? And will it get you there? And does it have the horsepower? I think they do. I think they can win. You know, in the next couple of years here, even without him, give me Vlad all day.
Okay. I mean, look, the Vlad momentum's picking up a little bit here.
It is. I'm just shocked. I'm like, so people would rather have the summer in baseball and going down to the ballpark.
No, but I think part of it is this.
Rather than the parade.
Bob, hold on. I think I may have poisoned the jury on this because I have said, hey, it's not Garrett or bust. What about Max? What about Trey? What about Parsons? Then there's a part of that fan base who are just like, I'll let bread cook, y'all. So that factors in part of it. I think it's the idea. They know their baseball team's not real. They know it's Wade for the kids. And they're clamoring for a star. or as he put it, triple X-Man. I don't know. I think there's more to it than what you're bringing up. Now, the Garrett part, yes. I think acquiring him.
Your offense, it would help you out. You have all the pieces in place. I think this is the final thing. This means your secondary is better. Your linebacking core is better.
Everyone's better. I know. I'm just telling you.
People, you already got a money kicker, kickers.
People who are saying Vlad are the people who already think this team's good enough. You're not wrong, but I'm telling you what your opponents are saying.
That's fine. I get it. I'd rather the parade than the summer. But, yeah, it would be nice to go down there and know that you have an everyday player and you don't have to wait every 5 days to see a superstar.
It's also 10 summers.
Well, I'm going to say 7 summers because by summer 8, we'll all hate him. By summer 9, it'll be like, oh, my God, well, he's still here.
David, we've turned into Philadelphia.
Right. We'll be talking about Vlad bits.
No. 248-539-9797.
No flag.
Vlad bits.
By the time you hit year 8, 9, and 10, you won't feel the same as you will through year 1 through 7.
He's 25, so I think we'll be fine with year 9, 8, 9, and 10. We'll be fine. Get Vlad.
Problem is, the way that stupid sport works, Vlad's going to want a 25-year deal.
Remember how everybody felt when Prince Fielder came?
I got kids, man.
And then it changed.
No, it all ended for him. The belly flop at third base, and I got kids, man. In a singular moment in time.
Okay.
No, I'm saying it just, that was where this town went.
Yeah.
Get out.
So.
Get out.
Right. That's so the love affair for 10 years, I'm going to bet the field.
All right. All right, let's get to David on some ticket text. Go to the callers. We got Mock Draft Madness. That was for you, buddy. Mr. Hatchett.
I don't know what just happened, but I'll just go ahead and read. Go after Vlad. Give up Clark, Tork, and any other two prospects.
Tork? What do they need, a doorknob? No, just stop.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. It's Myles Garrett for two reasons. One, he is the missing piece to win a Super Bowl full stop. Number two, baseball is boring.
Okay. Listen, if you don't like baseball, then the choice is obvious.
Correct. I love Vlad, but Super Bowl comes first, so Myles Garrett is my selection. That is from Rick.
Can I ask a question to people that are talking about it like Rick? What is your actual faith they're calling on Myles Garrett? I haven't. Like, if I said percentage, what is your faith?
I think they made a call, and that was about it. I mean, because this is the second time now that Aiden Hutchinson says, but it probably won't happen. Let me know that, hey, Brad, what do you think? Can we? No. But what if we? No. But what if I promise to cut the grass? No.
David? Okay.
I want Miles so bad, give up 2 firsts and a third you got for Glenn leaving. That is from Ryan. Someone else says, easily, Garrett. Max Clark is going to be elite. Don't want to give him up.
Yeah, okay. Whew. You know, it kills me. You know what? So is Jared Kelenic. You guys got to stop. I'm begging you. You got to stop.
Andrew Miller, who you traded to get Miggy, was supposed to be the next thing, too,
exactly.
Right?
And Cameron Maybin, the whole thing. I mean, for God's sakes, Jordan Walker at the Cardinals was number one prospect in baseball. The guy can't get the ball out of the infield. Come on, guys. Oh, yeah, the same Max Clark who people don't even know if he'll ever be a 15-home-run hitter. That guy? Find me an MVP. This ain't 1985. It's not Ozzy Smith or Willie Wilson here. He might be a very good baseball player, but for Christ's sakes, turn him into a Hall of Famer before he's debuted at Double-A. I'm sorry. One guy's going to go to Cooperstown.
Yeah, and that's not hyperbole either. That's the guy is going to the Hall of Fame right now.
So is Myles Garrett.
Truth. Let's go to the people. Go to James, 97.1. James, what's going on, pal?
It's a no-brainer for me, Mr. Valenti. I've seen World Series. I've watched them win it, and I've watched them lose it. I've never seen a Super Bowl. bring me the parade right now.
Yeah. You want what you've never had. I understand it completely.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this question. Such an easy choice for you. That's fine.
Yes.
What is your actual belief they're going to try?
I actually believe that Garrett is coming here. So, because this is not the same team I've been watching for all these years. And, you know, I do believe we're on the verge of history.
See,
and we've had history in Detroit with the Tigers. I want my history with the Lions.
That's fair. And James, listen, here's the one thing I would say, right? When we're looking at this, the fear I have is they have a very particular way they do things. They're very prideful.
Right.
I think there's a little bit of smartest guy in the room syndrome with this team as it pertains to the big defensive line move. However, doesn't the cap going up by a minimum of $20 million, as reported today, doesn't that take away any excuse? I mean, this cap is going to rise to almost $280 million from a $255 million present day.
100%. I agree with 100%. And there will be no excuses for them not to pull off this trade.
Okay, listen, now, there's James, I've left plenty of space that is, hey, if Miles doesn't want to be here, if Cleveland acts like a bleep hole, if another team acts like a bleep hole. But there's four players, to me, that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Max Crosby, who I swear I can't prove it, but there's something there. It's Max Crosby,
Micah Parsons. I would put him fourth.
Trey Hendrickson and Miles Garrett. You get one of those four, I'm not complaining in the least. Hey, Bengals look awfully cheap right now. Go get Trey Hendrickson. Is anyone going to complain you got Trey Hendrickson?
No, they're not, but I don't think Joe Burrow is going to allow that to happen. I think Joe Burrow is going to say, hey, you get rid of them, add me to the list.
Yeah, but it's the NFL. He can't force that kind of trade. This ain't the NBA.
Yeah, it's great. He wants to keep everybody. They can't keep everybody.
No, but they do. Listen. They're screwing with the wrong people. I'm with Rico and that Burrow can wield influence.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, this isn't like the NBA where a guy can have a bad poop in the morning and demand a trade. I don't like the mood I'm in. I want to be traded. The NFL, it's not going to happen.
Isn't that what Miles Garrett just did?
Not for a quarterback who you paid $5 million to.
After you just signed a deal. No.
Trade me. All right. The NBA is
that Kevin Durant? He just asked for another trade?
Right. I got to tell you, did you see the sit-down interview with him? Boy, I know he doesn't care, but man, is he unlikable. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Yeah. The emotional sit-down with Malika Andrews. Yeah, hey, right here. Let's go over to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, what's going on?
Mike, Rico, Pastor Dave, it's your favorite scumbag.
What's that, Kevin?
Kevin, your intro is fantastic.
Yeah. So listen, hear me out. Meadows, Green, Carpenter, and Vlad.
Mm.
That is a nasty front four.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty. He's the dude. He's a game changer.
He is.
Game wrecker, pure hitter, gets you over the top.
And it's a guy in his young career, by his age 25 season, he has two seasons of a 6.5 war or better. Titanic offensive weapon.
He is.
Rico, I don't think the Lions are out of the parade hunt. You know, I think Hendrickson's probably the best of the options because I don't think he's going to cost as much. But I'm still not above trading up a couple picks and getting my boy Pierce out of Tennessee. Elite speed, great pass rusher. There's other dudes that we can get in the draft that can put us over the top.
Kevin, you're right. Or you can just go out there and buy the Cadillac. You can just go out there and get not the substitute, not the Chrysler 300. You can just go buy the Bentley.
Right. I'm getting the Rolls Royce, though. I'm a Vladdy all day.
Okay. So let me do this. This is a fascinating thing, and it's just – here, I'll do it right now, in fact. No, I won't. Sit tight. Here's what I'll do. This is hot off the presses.
Go ahead.
Okay? No. It is a Miles Garrett trade prediction for the Lions that we're going to get to in the 4 o'clock hour. This is this is robust. I will tell you that there are 8 moving pieces in this deal. 8 pieces in a Miles Garrett deal.
Okay.
Between picks and players.
Okay. I like.
We'll do it in the 4 o'clock. I know we got to do a mock draft to Palooza. You just had Scumbag call in about his Vols. I'm sure James Pierce will be featured. Let's do that next, and then I will present this to you in the 4 o'clock.
Deal.
That's a tease. That's how it's done. That's what David does on Saturday nights.
There's no teasing there.
You're right.
There's no teasing.
Up next, pregnancy. 97.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.